This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Hour number three. This is what happens when you get phone calls during a radio show. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Yesterday, the conservative interwebs was rife with stories about a video of a community education council meeting in New York City, during which a white woman, Robin Brosche, screamed that it was racist for a white man to hold his friend's nephew, a young black child. Racist to hold a child. There's much more to the meeting than the way Brosche exemplifies the hysterical white woman powering the Black Lives Matter movement. The meeting is a microcosm of the civil war between people genuinely concerned about improving conditions for minorities and the virtue-signaling leftists who are just useful idiots for all the Marxists. which is all they are. That's all they are. New York's Community Education Councils are parent advisory bodies. On June the 11th, a meeting revealed fissures in District 2. During the four-hour meeting, some people got offended by remarks about race and about a white man holding a black baby on his lap. When the council met again on June the 29th, hysterical Brosche told the man who held the baby that what he did was racist. She said, "It hurts people when you see a white man bouncing a brown baby on their lap and they don't know the context. That is harmful. That makes people cry." Now, Brosche, a white Jewish Democrat, knew this because, as she said, she had educated herself by reading Ibram Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist and Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility. I wish I'd seen this video because I love a good comedy routine. But more important things happened earlier in the video. Brosche attacked the council president for failing to respond to a letter from 100 minority parents offended by the previous meeting. Instead, she complained the response came from the vice president who had just had one vote and who dared to brush off concerns about violent, harmful language and the absence of a safe space by referring to freedom of speech. And Brosche didn't realize that the vice president, Edward Irizarry, a lawyer, is also a Puerto Rican man who went to segregated public schools, lived in foster homes, and was homeless. Irizarry was outraged at Brosche's casual dismissal, and he went ballistic on her. And briefly, he attacked Brosche and those like her because when discussing integrating the high-end Lily White school their children attend, they want to dumb down the curriculum for those minorities who enter the school. And he accurately accused her of being condescending to Latinos and blacks and of making hollow proposals because these minority students are not getting the education that they deserve. And then, let me tell you what he said verbatim. He said, "Moreover, we want you to respect us. Do you understand that? We don't want handouts. We don't want it to be said, oh, come to Clinton. Come to Beacon with my child because you're inferior. Perhaps some of our intelligence can rub off on you. But I see through this nonsense, and I see through this racism, and I understand it, and I'm going to vote no when I see all these nonsensical diversity positions that lack substance, that are really cosmetic in nature. Cosmetic diversity, that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for true change. You're not looking to really educate all the people of this district. You don't want to teach Latinos and blacks fractions and decimals and how not to get ensnared in these mortgages where they're adjustable rate and so. You don't want to teach them that because that's how you remain comfortable." And he also attacked her woke racism. He said, "I support my president, Maud Moran, and what she's trying to do. Because leadership, you see, is about building coalitions with people that you disagree with. It's about reaching out to Maude, reaching out to Lynn, reaching out to Ben, and trying to make progress. It's not about showboating and white fragility and all this nonsense that doesn't make a child learn, that doesn't teach a poor child anything, okay? Now, Brashi apologized, but the apology was as racist as her original position. She freely identified her white privilege and white supremacy and groveled for having silenced Irizarry's voice. And she then explained, though, that she thought it was racist for the integration proposal to make incoming minority students meet academic metrics, which is the whole thing about school choice. You don't want to get a kid in there that the parents want these children to go to these schools to learn serious education. They want serious education. They don't want it dumbed down. Brashi argued that they should just be treated as a special snowflakes that they are. And that was precisely the racism that Irizarry attacked her for, because that is the attitude that leaves minority children uneducated. Now, Brashi is every woke white woman who screams at black police officers that they don't understand that black lives matter. And see, this is part of the problem that we're having right here, right now. We got... we got a bunch of people that don't have a dog in this fight, to be honest with you. Getting out here, and... this is typical leftist stuff, though. This is typical leftist stuff. I see people like Deborah Messing out there saying that the reason... She said the other day... The reason Kanye West entered the presidential race was to take black votes from Joe Biden. And see, she was taken to the woodshed on that one, and rightfully so, because what she's implying is that these guys are going to vote Democrat no matter what, unless Kanye West is running. Unless Kanye West is running. And then, the black votes, I guess, are the Democrats to have. And they can't be allowed to be siphoned off for any other reason other than, that's just a stupid distraction to have a black musical artist in there running for president. Because it's taking away votes that we need to go to Joe Biden. Deborah Messing and this Brashi lady, they would get along really well. Because this condescending attitude, that's racism. Getting out there and saying, your children can't possibly do this. They can't possibly do these math problems. They can't possibly read this, do this literature. That's racism. Let them in there. A child, when a child is born and when a child is in their developmental stage, they can learn any language they hear. And I wonder what would happen if they heard two or three. I wonder if they pick up all two or three. Especially if they had the same amount. A child in their developmental phase, they have the capability of becoming geniuses. Unless they have some sort of a learning disability. In which case, they still need better teachers, and they still need a better curriculum to challenge them. And they need teachers that understand what they're looking at. They don't need somebody saying, oh, well, you're black, so you're inferior, so I'm just going to... You get an A. Congratulations. But Brashi, she's every woke white woman who reads a couple of books and then accuses every other white person of racism. And... She's every woke white woman who secretly believes that black children aren't as smart as her little darlings, but that they definitely deserve participation medals if they sit in the back of her children's classrooms. You see, they own the classrooms, too. It's their school. It's their this. It's their that. This is the little side civil war that is going to start. It's going to start getting hot, I think, as... the virtue signaling white people that are out there that have become self-loathing, or I don't know if they're self-loathing or if it's just something they can just scream about over and over again. If you're out there and you're Caucasian, I can just scream at you. Oh my, don't I enjoy that. I enjoy the screaming so much. Call me Karen. Racism. Racism on parade is what this is. While she's accusing everybody of it, this is actually what she's practicing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
SCZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SCZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. The New York Times called President Trump's Mount Rushmore Independence Day address leaning into the culture wars. And for the first time in a long time, they actually got something right. Although their characterization wasn't intended to be a compliment. Times believes that its Leninist Maoist cultural revolution is just any attempt at attenuating it is immoral. And at Mount Rushmore, Trump surrounded the Democrats with a culture war siege that will rival Grant's siege of Vicksburg in 1863. Trump let COVID-19 public health bullies paralyze the country and cripple his presidency, but he knew that COVID-19 would pass soon enough. And Trump is among us who believe that the majority of Americans would shake off the irrational anxiety over the virus phobia that has interrupted their lives and livelihoods. We just didn't think that, all this stuff will be slapped awake by the Democrats' war against them in the streets, in the corporate boardrooms, in colleges and university trustee and enclaves, in Democrat state houses, and in the nation's capital on the left side of the aisles. These same Americans in the past 6 weeks have seen, and many experienced firsthand, American cities attacked, firebombed, burned, and looted by very ruthless leftist mobs. Police are neutered, law and orders dismantled by Democrats elected officials, and along with monuments to American history. 600 Americans in this amount. Most people haven't heard that number, but 600 Americans have died, murdered as collateral victims. Suburbia and small towns endangered as the next battleground for leftist anarchists. Once they secure in inner cities as unlivable caliphates of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Americans know that the left's assault on America is not an abstraction nor a talking point, but real, bordering on an unvarnished terror attack. COVID-19, whatever its unwelcome toll, is a fly speck compared to the destruction of this nation being played out 24/7 right now. And the destruction of this nation is frighteningly real. And Americans have been wary that Trump would not engage in the fight to rescue it, leaving them to the unmerciful whims of tyrannical mobs abetted by lawless Democrats. But no longer. The Democrats' Hate America First agenda is forcibly, indeed violently, erasing and obliterating American literacy, intending to supplant the American exceptionalism with a totalitarian socialist revolution. And Trump calls this the existential threat to the republic, eclipsing all other perils, overriding all other issues with, and if it's not permanently disabled, will extinguish all hopes and aspirations outlined in Thomas Jefferson's Declaration. And that's not going to be defended anywhere else on the globe. No one has been inoculated or otherwise immune from this madness. Nearly everybody knows, and everyone knows who the enemy is. Only Trump has the pulpit and the courage to speak for all of us whose voices and freedoms have been marginalized and belittled and quashed and disrespected and disenfranchised and forbidden. Trump has identified the Democrats as the enemy. And he's itemized the consequences to our way of life, the liberties and fortunes and pathways of prosperity, if that enemy wins. New York Sun editorial put it this way: Mr. Trump reprised the logic of American liberty, rights given by God, and therefore inalienable. Then he warned of a growing danger that threatens the blessings our ancestors fought so hard for. He called it a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. The audience began to boo such defamation. Angry mobs, he continued, are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. He reckoned that many of them have no idea why they're doing this, but some know exactly what they're doing. They think, Mr. Trump said, that the American people are weak and soft and submissive. His vow was that the American people will not allow our country and all of its values and history and culture to be taken from them. And then the audience began to chant USA. Then he went into the cancel culture, which he called driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anybody who disagrees, and he called it completely alien to our culture and our values. And Trump knows this about his message about jobs and illegal immigration, America first, economics, fundamental liberties. That's all being crushed by the Democrats and their Hate America First platform. So the only re-election strategy that matters for Trump to extinguish the Democrat inferno that threatens everything that is good and just and enduring, jobs, liberty, dignity, and prosperity. Trump has reframed this campaign. And he's given their platform a name, Hate America First. And the New York Sun noted that Trump now has this winning message. While all the Democrats have said nothing and must now be on the defensive for their collusion and assent to destroying the nation, they wrote it would be one thing were any of the major Democrats saying such things. The cat, though, has got their tongues. Not a peep of support from Vice President Biden, Speaker Pelosi, Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, nor such vice presidential contenders as Senators Harris and Warren. 5 weeks into this uprising, and Trump has scooped them all and marked that the Democrats are part of the problem. Coming from Roger Kimball at American Greatness, that has an additional nugget about Trump's message on moral justice. He wrote, "The radical ideology attacking our country advances under the banner of social justice. But in truth, it would demolish both justice and society. It would transform justice into an instrument of division and vengeance. And it would turn our free and inclusive society into a place of repression, domination, and exclusion." So Trump must now stay the course and surgically excise the Democrat-inspired malignancy. He's got to remind voters that neither Biden nor anybody else with a D beside his name has any intention of making America safe and livable. Instead, the Democrats will create a vast wasteland and will become formally the greatest experiment in self-government the world has ever seen. Trump has laid out the choice now between optimism and despair, between dignity and dispossession, between Trump's America, liberty, freedom, security, justice, equitably applied, and prosperity, or the Democrats' reign of lawlessness, non-segregation, poverty, and deprivation, which will be the end of the American dream. This is about to get bad for the Democrats. While all these other things politically are working their way out, which is even going to be worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hosting a White House discussion regarding schools opening this fall, President Trump says things need to get back to normal when it comes to children going to school.
So we're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools, to get them open. It's very important. It's very important for our country. It's very important for the well-being of the student and the parents. So we're going to be putting a lot of pressure on open your schools in the fall.
The heat is on for much of the country, and it's going to be continuing that way for the foreseeable future. The National Weather Service says excessive heat is on tap for 18 million Americans, but that's nothing compared to what's coming up. Next week, nearly two-thirds of the country will be warmer than normal, with about 40% of the lower 48 states having a moderate risk of extreme and dangerous heat. This is USA Radio News. Senator Lamar Alexander won't attend the Republican Party's convention. A statement says a Tennessee Republican wants to give delegate spots to those who haven't been able to secure one. Alexander is retiring at the end of the year. He's the second senator to say he won't be attending the convention due to the coronavirus pandemic. ICE with a big announcement regarding college students here on student visas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
International students could get forced out of the United States if their institutions offer online-only courses amid the coronavirus pandemic. In that case, students on F1 and M1 visas must leave the country or make other arrangements, like transferring to a school that offers in-person instruction to remain a lawful status. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency making that announcement in a news release late yesterday.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. Would you be shocked to learn that a big hunk of the citizenry is already absolutely convinced that Donald Trump will not only be reelected, but be reelected in a landslide? Because that's true. And it's not an ironic or performative belief, but rather one drawn from a perspective that the mainstream media completely ignores. So this means you probably have no idea it even exists, and that could lead to an unpleasant surprise in November. Unpleasant for you, I guess. Remember the anecdote about how Pauline Kael moaned that she did not know anybody voting for Richard Nixon. If you feel that way about Trump, then very likely you know what I'm talking about. And you can dismiss the people that vote for Trump as stupid. Many of them really believe the Jesus stuff and deny the systemic racism and have no fear of civilization being destroyed by the weather in a decade or so. Even though President Hillary Clinton did. Didn't that arise in your mind that agonizing Wednesday morning after Clinton's ruination, just the faintest notion that you'd been lied to? You tracked the polls, you reviewed the percentages, most hovering above 90%, that assured you that the glass ceiling was in for an epic shattering. And yet, no shattering was forthcoming, no shattering occurred. Whether expressly or by omission, you were lied to. And it's happening again. You need to understand that under Trump, lots of people did very well. They got jobs again. Their 401ks grew instead of being shut down altogether. They did not have to send their kids out to fight some stupid new war. And they got respect instead of contempt. But who doesn't like that? Are they in denial over Trump's alleged death spiral? Well, if you buy that, they would have to trust the media. And they don't trust the media. Maybe that's because they are hapless rubes, or maybe it's because the media, when it's not having to offer corrections for what it got wrong, is making good on its new consensus that its job is not objectively, or excuse me, not objectivity, but activism. If the media is willing to lie about Trump and Russia, even Robert Mueller's pack of Democrats could find no collusion. What else might it lie about? Perhaps the polls? Ask a Trump voter if he or she, sorry, that's the extent of their pronouns, knows a single 2016 Trump voter who is voting for Biden. There's quite a few of them out there. That is, if you can. Do you actually know anyone voting for Trump? And not some distant fox-watching uncle you spar with over turkey or possibly tofurkey or whatever it is. Someone else, someone close, someone you spend time with. If you don't know one, doesn't that seem problematic? If you only experience one perspective, you tend to be really shocked when people with another one come along and make you cry on election night at the Javits Center. I'm talking about real diversity, the value du jour. But is there any diversity of opinion in your life? Maybe you should poll your buddies. You could phrase it as a solicitation for confirmation so no one mistakes you for one of those wrong-thinking others. You could poll them about some of the issues of the day. Isn't abortion cool? Regular people should not have scary rifles, right? White fragility was really eye-opening, huh? Anybody in your life likely to answer no to any of those? Because a lot of people in the country would. If you were shocked and stunned that Tom Cotton suggested letting the 101st Airborne go to town on the rioters, you might want to get out a little bit more. Now, maybe the rigorous intellectual solidarity of your caste might not strike you as a bad thing, because after all, your views are manifestly right. And to disagree with them is a moral failing deserving of consignment to the lowest circle of cancellation hell. Some of your kind consider it a moral obligation to cut such reprobates out of all of your life. Be gone, Mom, and take your All Lives Matter anti-intersectionality, cisgendered patriarchal colonialism with you. Share this comfort and safety in your own little perspective there. You can even tell yourself that it's real physical safety, since dissenting ideas might make you literally shake. You know. Shake your whole little padded and puffy little world. Living with no doubts always feels good, but it does create a certain vulnerability. In the military, and you probably don't know any of that kind of people either, the Army guys often observe that the enemy gets a vote. And, at least for now, so do the people who don't live in Manhattan or D.C. or Santa Monica. But they do vote, and they do see things very differently, and they will crawl over shattered Budweiser bottles to keep the people like you who hate them out of power. They see you trying to suppress their ability to express themselves. Maybe you tell yourself that what they have to say is so obnoxious, it can't possibly deserve the protections your own speech does. Maybe you find yourself backing the corporation's right to censor offending words, that woke corporations are now becoming your ally. They see you attempting to obstruct their religious exercise. Can't do nothing but shake your head at those old superstitious rubes, can you, wanting to gather for worship while applauding your pals, gathering to protest whoever it is that is for racism. Trump people are annoyed, and they're going to vote. Right now you're smiling, all confident in the polls, telling you that Joe Biden, whose basement dwelling really has nothing to do with his obvious decline, is way ahead. We've been here before. That happened last time, but this time the polls are dead on. They have to be, right? They have to be. You can't imagine that someone in this environment of vitriol against the centers that you support might hesitate to admit to a stranger on the phone an inclination to vote for the guy who is literally Hitler. Now, you can console yourself that all the people and all the outlets telling you exactly what you want to hear are telling you the truth. But somewhere deep inside that noggin that has the blinders on, there's got to be this nagging voice whispering that troubling question. Am I being lied to again? And the only answer I can give you is it's Pauline Kael's world and you're living in it. You can't imagine what's coming for you. You can't imagine what's going to happen when Biden gets out there and debates Trump. You can't imagine how Trump is going to get out there and call this Hate America First and what that's going to do. He's going to take Tucker Carlson's question and say, how can you guys govern a country you hate and use that against you? And Joe's going to forget promptly where he's at. I watch so many speeches of where he just forgets what he's saying and can't keep that train of thought. And I got to tell you something. You can't do that in radio. You certainly can't do that when you're trying to become the chief executive of the most powerful nation on the planet. That's not something you can do. But you're about to watch it unfold right in front of you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. As the old saying goes, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, and that's why you should be weary of anybody seeking to rewrite history. They may be wanting to repeat something bad, and they don't want you to know what's coming. Leftists have spent the last few months wiping clean every piece of history they can get their hands on, from statues to the very founding of our country. Democrats have declared what was to not have been and what wasn't to have always been. The joke known as the 1619 Project has rabid racists and professional victims at its helm, and under the banner of the New York Times, rewrote history from the very founding of our country to be all and only about racism. It was the first big public push to convince people that nothing good exists from America's existence. And that was rewarded a Pulitzer Prize and is now being incorporated into high school curriculums across the country. Which, I've been enjoying this whole homeschooling thing because of this. It's wildly inaccurate. It's refuted by actual historians and scholars and common sense, and none of this matters. Your kids will be indoctrinated with these lies and bile in public schools for years to come. But they're not happy with the long game anymore. They smell blood, and they have their brown shirts in the streets and in a frenzy. And they're going to take as much as they can right now. They've destroyed businesses and economies and lives. None of this matters to these Democrats. None. Ask yourself this. Have you ever heard a single elected Democrat condemn, without qualification, the violence or destruction? Has anybody come out and said this? Besides the mayor of Atlanta, who's now trying to, you know, put Humpty Dumpty back together again. They've fallen all over themselves to express sorrow over the death of a purple-haired protester in Washington who was blocking a freeway at night near a curve while wearing black. But where was the concern for St. Louis police captain David Dorn, 77 years old, policeman all of his life, black, who was murdered by a guy trying to steal a TV during Democratic Party riots last month? Don't bother. You're not going to find them. Not all black lives matter to black lives matter. In fact, most don't. Which is why leftists get so angry when you mention what is taking 99.9% of the lives of young black men, other young black men. Those lives don't matter to Democrats because they can't be weaponized by the Democrats. Because they like to weaponize a lot of stuff. After launching this latest mob violence and the looting ended, the focus became statues. Symbolic, don't you know? Down they came. those guys responsible for all of these, they were kicking them when they came, you know, when they hit the ground. That'll show them. This frenzy meant any statue was a target, and we aren't dealing with smart people here. They view anyone worthy of immortalizing as problematic because they know they will never even be worth remembering. Still, the Democrats in power in various places are silent. No condemnation from the leaders, only cheerleading. Then they came for the movies and the TV shows, most actually lampooning the concept they claimed to be acting on behalf of, and it didn't matter. Victories, even imagined ones, needed to be racked up to keep the mob thinking they were winning something important. Up next, of course, is books. The Washington Post ran a piece entitled, "While offensive TV shows get pulled, problematic books are still inspiring debate and conversation." And that piece that they, that fine piece of journalism, concludes, "Scanning videos for blackface or searching text files for the N-word is so much easier than contending with, say, the systemic tokenism of TV rom-coms or the unbearable whiteness of Jane Austen." Now, the same people who condemn the unbearable whiteness of Jane Austen also condemn authors who write characters who don't share their skin color. Search American Dirt and cultural appropriation, and you see how sick leftists are when it comes to creative freedom. Right now, books are on the front burner, figuratively. It's not a long drive from figurative to literal, and once the books start burning, coming up next is going to be people. History has shown us this. They've moved at lightning speed, deeming things unacceptable and enforcing those declarations with terror. Speak out and you'll be ruined. And the progressives have always taken this path, whether it's been Germany or Russia or China, Cuba, you name it. They rewrite history, destroy whatever conflicts with their agenda, deem certain things unacceptable, and move to obliterate their conveyance. And then comes the people who have those thoughts. Those who can't be re-educated must be dealt with in other ways. I know what you're saying. This is absolutely absurd. This is the United States of America. The majority of the people would never support that. But the countries listed earlier were not oppressed by majorities. They were overtaken by distinct minorities who were dedicated to their cause and whipped into a frenzy by people who saw an advantage in stoking and directing their rage. And that's exactly what Democrats are doing right now. So if you think this is just a bunch of kids with nothing better to do and no direction, think again. They may well end up being that, but only if confronted and stopped. That's the hard part, isn't it? The confrontation and the stopping. Otherwise, they could end up being history repeating itself to the benefit of the people with the same political philosophy of the people who orchestrated things like this before. And, oh yes, they're so close to this. In certain places, a lot of people in the gun world have talked about without rule of law, when the stuff hits the fan, you know. We're in the without rule of law for the most part. That's going around. But all of this stuff, all of this violence right now is owned by the Democrats. It's owned by BLM Incorporated, Joe Biden, and the DNC. We've got cities in the United States like Atlanta, New York, and Cleveland. Joe Biden and the Democratic National Committee have surrendered to the radical left. They've had decades to fulfill their promises to black Americans, but it's all delivered, you know, in the form of crime-ridden cities bereft of economic opportunity instead. It's time to shake things up, show the extent of DNC failure, expose BLM Inc. for the fraud it is. Move on. We've been watching these cats engage in extreme violence and murder that will haunt many people for the rest of their lives, all brought to them in places where the Democrats are in charge. Dozens of innocent civilians and police officers have been killed, hundreds of civilians brutally beaten, 700 police officers have been injured nationwide, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property has been destroyed, and businesses and communities in more than 42 states were devastated by arson, looting, and mayhem that activists quickly followed with a call to defund the police. The supposed justification for all of this is the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. But this is all exploitation. That's just a reason to do it. Lost in all the lawlessness was the real life and memory of George Floyd. Everybody's asking, who are the governors and the mayors of these cities who took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution and keep the residents safe from harm? Instead of doing their jobs and upholding law and order, they turned a blind eye to the violence while praising the demonstrations that the radicals were using as cover. Is there truly systemic racism and brutality in our police departments? Are cops killing blacks at disproportionately higher rates than whites? You would think so, based upon what you're hearing. Except that's not the case. Surely the 250 U.S. Fortune 100 corporations that have donated hundreds of millions of dollars to BLM and the other organizations to stop racial injustice must have real evidence of this widespread racial injustice. You would think so, but they don't. They're just, you know, just doing it automatically. Anyway. They're coming. Be ready. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.